Welcome to Pault on Power, Power System Design's podcast on the latest in power and power design. I'm your host, Alex Pault, and today we've got Ron McDonald. He's the executive chairman of American Vanadium. Hi, Ron. Welcome to the show.
Hey, good to be here, Alex.
Oh, the pleasure is ours. Now, American Vanadium recently signed a contract with Gildemeister for Vanadium Redox flow battery technology. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's and we were thrilled with it. We signed an MOU a couple of months ago. It was very, very clear when we started to deal with Gildemeister that culturally there was a fit between the two companies. Very quickly, I mean, Gildemeister is the world's leading precision tool manufacturing company. Their tools are in shops all over the world, and they've just sort of partnered with their competition out of Japan, Morisaki, and they together are the largest. Together, they'd be $4 to $6 billion. They started to invest in a little company called Cellstrom, which had a technology called CellCube. And about 3 or 4 years ago, they took about half interest in the company, and they did it for a really bizarre reason. I guess it was to save money. People like saving money. Some manufacturing costs turned out to be in power. And they said, well, we believe some of these new storage technologies coupled with microgrids could significantly reduce our cost of energy in our 47 manufacturing plants. They have already achieved 30% saving on their energies using their CellCube system, coupled with microgrids, solar and wind. And so they bought the rest of the company and are now aggressively commercializing it all over the world. So we are absolutely thrilled to be that partner for North America.
Now, and that's primarily because you're a vanadium source.
We are a vanadium mining company, and we're making a transition from a vanadium mining company to an energy storage company or even a utility. It's a really interesting technology, vanadium redox flow battery. The tech has been around for about 20 years. Gildemeister Cellstrom has commercialized it and has over 50 operations, and some of them with full microgrids, operating mostly in Europe, but not exclusively in Europe. And they have been in commercial production since 2007. So they've got six full years under their belt of production and data. And so they'll be announcing very shortly some new contracts, which will make them the world's largest vanadium flow battery, a redox battery producer in the world. The interesting thing about vanadium redox flow is about 50% of the cost is vanadium electrolyte. And we've got a vanadium project that we're quickly bringing into production. And the vanadium is normally used to strengthen steel, and that is where 97% of it goes. But with the emerging commercial advances on redox flow batteries, vanadium redox flow batteries, it's a much higher value product for us if we make it into an electrolyte for the battery, but it's got to be extremely pure. Most vanadium is pretty dirty. It's found as a co-product or a byproduct of uranium or iron ore production. Ours is in a shale. It is super clean to start with. We don't have any major impurities. So we are able to take it and produce a very high quality, clean, 99.999% purity vanadium to go into an electrolyte to power these batteries. So this is a true partnership because we're about 50% of the cost, and their battery itself is about 50% of the cost. It just works very well for us to do that. What we're going to do is to give them a stably priced supply of electrolyte for their non-North American operations, and in exchange we get access to their product for the North American marketplace.
Well, you know, Ron, that makes a lot of sense because in essence, you're the materials technology enabler for the hardware technology concept.
Yes.
So we get that part now. Because of the joint partnership, this battery technology, which you could almost say is a stationary fuel cell or a reactive fuel cell technology, more than a battery. Well, it's a battery technology because it's an enclosed system. But how would you talk about it from that point of view? That, you know, some people would say it's a fuel cell technology.
Well, Let's just look at, I mean, there's other technologies out there. There's, you know, there's a lot of lithium technologies that are out there. But in almost every case, you've got competing elements inside the battery on the anode and cathode. So over time, there is a degradation of the lithium or some, it's pretty much general with most batteries. The really interesting thing about vanadium is that it exists in a multivalent state, positive and negative state. So it is the only metal that's in the battery. So it doesn't compete with any other metal. So effectively, it's not a 7-year battery, and it's not a 5-year battery, it's not a 10-year battery. It's a 20-year battery. So the electrolyte does not degrade at all over the life of the battery. So it gives us a lot of opportunities for applications. So we've got a 20-year battery life. It's German-engineered technology. You know, you need 2 pumps. They put 5 in, typical of the Germans, you know, and they've got all that data. So, you know, it can be used for a number of things. It's not just the storage vehicle. It can be used for peak shaving, frequency regulation, grid stability, emergency power. So there's a number of installations that the battery can do. The battery is non-toxic. The battery can operate, and it doesn't have to be in an enclosed structure. So you could put this remotely for telecom towers. You can put it outside of a home. You can put it inside of an office complex. It doesn't go on fire. It basically, the electrolyte is mostly water. So if anything happens, it cannot burn. So it's a very safe technology. It's very resilient, and it's long-term. So we can do a lot of things. One of the most interesting things, though, when we started to look at it, we said, what are the impediments to the adoption of this technology? And one of them is cost, because it is a bit more costly, but when you put it out over 20 years, it can even compete with lead acid, which is pretty amazing.
Which is very cost effective.
And we said, okay, well, we can compete. We can actually be cheaper if you take it over 20 years. But the capital cost of these large batteries is an impediment for a lot of companies. So we scratched our head a bit and said, well, let's have a look at this. If the vanadium does not degrade, if it doesn't sort of burn out, then why would we sell it? Why wouldn't we keep it as an inventory and we'll lease the vanadium electrolyte into the battery system, or indeed lease the entire battery system over a lifetime? And the first time that came up at our table, we all said, no, you can't do that. You can't lease a metal. But yeah, you can lease a metal. So we've been able to come up, because of our low cost and because of the longevity of this particular battery, and have come up with some really innovative financing, leasing options, so that we can actually go in and either save cost and split the saving with an operator that's currently on diesel, or we can go in and do multiple applications on a site and reduce costs for everybody. And then at the end of the day, these are highly financeable lease models that will be supported in the financial markets. So we're doing something really different here. And so with Gildemeister, this has been one of the reasons that they quickly came on board with us, because the Gildemeister precision tool business also leases their tools out, so they understand how leasing is a model properly constructed that can take away some of the purchase price problem of tools, and certainly of flow batteries.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and that's a very good point as well, Ron. So, like, beyond the actual hardware, the application space, it's as if the smart grid was waiting for this technology to come along just as much as this technology was waiting for the smart grid to come along to find an application.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, for a single use, it still makes economic sense, but you know, we're dealing with some potentially large users in upstate New York post Superstorm Sandy. We're dealing with the U.S. military, Homeland Security, Canadian Native communities, First Nation communities, where they need reliability on the power. And we're saying, okay, we can provide that backup and that safety for you. You know, we can build an 8-megawatt, 4-megawatt. 5, 6, 8 megawatt hour battery for you, which is pretty amazing. That's pretty amazing.
That's a big battery.
That's a big battery, but maybe what we should do is work together so that we can find other revenue streams off of that while still providing that energy security that you require critical buildings, must not fail building sites, industrial sites, hospitals. So there's a whole number of unique opportunities to structure business relationships around the technology in this battery.
Now, Ron, quick question. How much, considering the current energy density of the technology, how much power could you cram into a standard shipping container?
Well, these come in, the way that the batteries come, they come in 20-foot containers or 40-foot containers.
Oh, they already come packaged in that fashion.
They're already packaged. They're already here, and they're pretty nice looking as well. So they're already packaged. It takes us 5 days. Once we fabricate, you can fully scale up as much as you want to go. You'll only be constrained by the amount of land you've got to put these 20-foot or 40-foot containers on. So it's fully scalable. So it comes in like a 200 kilowatt. The standard would be a 200 kilowatt, 400 kilowatt hour basic storage unit, and that would be a 40 foot container. And so you just stack these up, and they're all interconnected. They come with the inverter. Everything is there. So they're built for the specific application. And once they land, all you need is a flat concrete bed. Or a flat surface, and you bolt the thing down, and it's operating within 5 days.
Well, that's quite impressive. Well, when you think about putting, a comparable technology there, a lot of that involves making sure that it's properly secured and properly attached to the grid and some of the other concerns as well. But in this case, it's because of the nature of the redox flow technology. It is a self-contained unit in that you could use it, as we were saying, from grid stiffening to stabilizing the output from any type of energy harvesting or renewable energy source, and, well, frankly, any huge battery application, industrial to commercial.
Yes, it's fully integrated. It doesn't matter where the power supply, the power source is, if it's coming partially from grid, partially from renewables, partially from diesel. So the thing that makes these systems work, the technology is great, but it's the battery management system that is able to handle instantly all of the various requirements, and you build those requirements into your battery management system. And the battery management system comes with the cell cube. But one of the really interesting things for me is that it is remotely monitored. Every one of these battery installations is remotely monitored 24/7, 365 out of Vienna. So if anything looks like it's starting to go off a little bit, it is immediately corrected through that remote monitoring. This is why the battery makes sense for like remote communities. It makes sense for telecoms, cell towers that are off-grid and currently have a diesel there, or they have a diesel backup. So it makes sense. And the amount of repairs, again, the design is brilliant. The stacks themselves that make all of this work with the electrolyte, which is going through the stacks, you can train somebody that's unskilled within 2 hours to be able to go in, open up the top, go in and change one of the stacks if the stack goes wrong. So with the system, we always deliver a couple of extra stacks, a couple of extra pumps. The system only requires yearly maintenance. So it's very, very resilient. It's been over-engineered because it has to be. This battery also operates in various weather conditions. There's a battery operating right now in Saudi Arabia. And, of course, that would be modified for filters for sand and things like that. But very little extra energy had to go in to the cooling of the liquid. And it's the same. There's one in operation in Siberia. So it's applicable everywhere. They just put one in as well in an island called Pelham Island, which is in the North Sea. It's a German island, and it's completely off-grid. They also have a completely off-grid operation in India. So the technology works. We're able to, in partnership, stabilize the long-term cost of vanadium, and that's important because it's 50% of the cost of the battery. Vanadium, because its real pressure comes from the steel industry. Vanadium, 7 years ago, because of a building code change in China requiring vanadium in the rebar for steel, vanadium went up 428%. So you cannot have an economic model where 50% of your cost can swing that much. So we have figured it out, and we've found a way to stabilize that cost over the long term in the relationship that we have with Gildemeister South here.
Well, that's all very interesting, and I'll tell you what, Ron, there are probably people, a lot of people interested in finding out some more, so why don't you give us your URL, and we'll let you go on your way.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. It's AmericanVanadium.com. So, yeah, anybody, please come and visit the site and have a look. There's lots of great data there. I think we've got a couple of links. But it's for us, it's pretty exciting to be with one of the with the world leader in the technology for the North American marketplace. So please come and visit our site. If you've got any questions, just send me a line out.
Excellent. Well, hey, Ron, thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today. We really appreciate it.
Well, thanks for the opportunity.
Again, we really do appreciate it. And I'd like to thank everybody out there in the audience for taking the time to be with us. We wouldn't be here without you. Tell your friends. This is Alex Pault for Pault on Power. Have a great day.